Blog Talk Radio.
Like mountains high, soaring above, like love.
fountains of goodness and love.
To all thy thou givest to all freedom's flock. In all life thou livest the true light of all. We blossom and flourish like leaves on the tree.
Is only the splendor of thy guided feet.
Amen, 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 amen. Play one more song, my dear.
Redeemed, how I love to proclaim it. Redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Redeemed through His infinite mercy, His child and forever I am. Redeemed, redeemed, redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Redeemed, how I love to proclaim it, His child and forever I am. Redeemed and so having Jesus, no language my rapture can tell. I know that the light of His presence with me doth continually dwell.
Redeemed, redeemed, redeemed by the blood of the Lamb.
Redeemed, how I love to proclaim it, His child and
blessed Redeemer, I think of Him all the day long. I speak, for I cannot be silent, His love is the theme of my song. Redeemed, redeemed, redeemed by the blood of the Lamb.
Redeemed, how I love to proclaim it, His child forever. Redeemed, how I love to proclaim it. Redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Redeemed through His infinite mercy, His child and forever I am. Redeemed, redeemed, redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Redeemed, how I love to proclaim it, His child forever I am. Redeemed and so having Jesus, no language my rapture can tell. I know that the light of His presence with me doth continually dwell.
Redeemed, redeemed, redeemed by the blood of the Lamb.
Redeemed,
think of my blessed Redeemer, I think of Him all the day long. I speak, for I cannot be silent, His love is the theme of my song. Redeemed, redeemed, redeemed by the blood of the Lamb.
Redeemed, how I love to proclaim it, His child.
Amen, amen. Redeem, how I love to proclaim it. Good evening, my dear beloved brothers and sisters on Advent Health Thursday. This is Sister Powell, who will be your host tonight. And I know as we are a team, we're going to have a blessed moment together on this line. And we will be hearing from one of our beloved elder who will present the health reform message to us tonight. So we're going to have a treat. So the Lord said in his word, we are two or three gathered together doing the things concerning your will is in the midst. My phone them is actually on a little one stroke, but I know God is going to allow me to function tonight, you know, after I put it in. So I just want to welcome you again, and we will just offer a word of prayer. And we do hope that our brothers and sisters will join us. You know, the time is, some places are different. In Jamaica right now is 6:13, so there are some places it's 7:13. But, you know, God is able, and I know he will carry us through. Let's pray. Father in heaven, King of King and Lord of Lord, no one like you. We, your children, come here to give you thanks and praise for all what you have done for us. We thank you for providing food on our table, clothes on our back, shoes on our feet, a roof over our head, family and friends, your word that you have given unto us. And Lord, we just want to say thank you. We thank you for the special jewel, the little ones, the little children. When you look into their face and you saw the joy and the love that they have and share, Lord, I just rejoice, and I know you rejoice for them. So we are asking you to pour your sweet Holy Spirit upon those jewels that you have given to us all over the world, dear Lord. And with their parents, we ask you this evening, as we lift up all the parents, Lord. They are single parents, Father, with those wonderful jewels. But, dear Lord, when you look at them and when you saw them pass and the joy that they're going to school and some of them grown, that they are able to walk alone coming from school, and we just pray for their protection. We ask you to bless each and every one of us on this line. You know us by name and by family. Lord, we ask you to cover us under your blood. And as we start with this program, Lord, we ask you to pour your spirit upon your children. Bless us, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen, amen. Welcome again, my dear beloved, on Advent Health Thursday. I just want to let everyone know that, you know, this evening we will be having a treat, and the treat will come from our dear beloved elder who will present us with the message. Our dear sister Stephanie will not be here. She will be in and out, you know. She will be. We want to thank her for what she got, what God has been doing within her, so that she can, you know, be here with us two places at one time. God is so good. So welcome one, welcome all, welcome again. So we go into our opening scripture will be taken from Genesis 1, 29 to 30, and also 3 John 1 to 4. And our third scripture is Revelation 22, 1 to 2. So I don't know which one of the beloved would like to read any one of those three scriptures that we have for our opening scriptures Thursday night. You can press 1 that I can open your line for you to read. Okay. Thank you, my lovely Father. For A2, your line is open.
Yes. Thank you for opening my line. And welcome to Health Thursday. I'm reading Genesis 2.
Genesis 1:29.
And God said, behold, I have given you every herb bearing seed, which is upon the face of all the earth, and every tree in the which is the fruit of a tree yielding seed. To you it shall be for meat, and to every beast of the earth, and to every fowl of the air, and to everything that creepeth upon the earth, wherein there is life. I have given every green herb for meat. It was so. So let's note that he has given us what? Every green herb for meat. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, my dear beloved, for reading that scripture passage for me and the others.
Howdy do, beloved. It is a blessing and a pleasure to be here with you all. Yes, I will be, you know, double dutying. I'm going back and returning back to school. You don't have to do these trainings and all of this stuff. And so I will be double tackling today. How about that? And so I will read the third epistle of John, verses 1 through 4. And it says, and thank you, Sister Powell, for opening up my line. This is Steffi. It says, the elder unto the well-beloved Gaius, whom I love in the truth. Verse 2 says, beloved, I wish above what? All things, that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospereth. And verse 3 says, for I rejoice greatly when the brethren came and testified of the truth that is in thee, even as thou walkest in the truth. And verse 4 says, I have no greater joy than to hear that my children walk in truth. Here ends the reading, the third epistle of John, verses 1 through 4.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Thank you, Sister Stephanie and Sister Continelli, for reading what God gave us. God gave us the leaf of the tree for meat and also for healing the nation. And also, and John told us that he loved to hear when his children walk in the truth. So tonight we will be hearing some true message that God wants us to hear. And we have here Revelation 22. You know that is my favorite, right? The river and the tree of life. And he showed me a pure river of water of life, clear as crystal, proceeding out of the throne of God and out of the Lamb. And in the midst of the street of it, on an either side of the river, was there the tree of life, which had bare 12 manner of fruit, and yielded her fruit every month. And the leaves of the tree were for the healing of the nation. So you hear, my dear beloved, God is going to bring back the tree of life for us to see. So we have to be faithful, right? And also that tree, it bears 12 manner of fruit for us, and we will have fruits of all kinds. And I am telling you, the fruits are so good. I am having some mangoes. I'm having some nest berry. I'm having some guava. I am having some passion. You know, all have some oranges, you know, I mean, all the fruit, and I am grateful to God that he had provided all these fruits for us. And you know what? We will be getting the real fruit, right, when that time comes. So I just want to thank you all for reading that wonderful scripture. And you know, my dear beloved, I love to tell you that we are so blessed. You know, before you share, I'm going to tell you what our dear sister read. Every week, she had been bringing out some quotes to the caller, and we just want to let you know how much we appreciate her, because I do know it took time, you know, for her to provide us with these wonderful gems, right? And this is what it said here, the first, before you guys can share the wonderful things that you have used, and also your praise report and your prayer request, so that all of us can hear that we can go get a treat, you know, from our dear beloved elders this evening. It's stated here, there should be a mutual interest in the cause of God. There has been a lack of interest in the cause in Wisconsin, right, that she wrote, you know, Sarah, at her time. You know, it said, she said here, there has been a lack of interest. Let us not have a lack of interest now, my dear beloved, to take God's message, God's true message, God's truth, out there to the dying world. People are dying and going in Christless grave. So we have a message to perform. It says, some think it's no sin to idle away their time, all right? So when we idle our time, it is sin, while others who have a love for and interest in the precious cause of truth that God said he loved to hear when we settled in the Jews, he commonized their time, and in the strength of God, exert themselves and labor hard that their family may be made neat and comfortable, and they have something beside to invest the cause, that they may do their part to keep the work of God moving and lay up a treasure in heaven. One is not to be ease and others burden. God require of those who have health and strength of body to do what they can and use their strength to his glory, for they are not their own. They are accountable to God for the use that made of their time and strength, which is granted them in heaven. So our body is not belongs to us. God formed us in that the temple is the image of him. So we know God doesn't want us to idle our time, my dear beloved. This is just a little part of the gem. A little later I will do the conclude the other part. Thank you again for joining this evening. Now is the time I'm going to open for you to share some of the wonderful things that you have been using to boost your immune system. I can say we have the 8 laws of health, New Start. We have nutrition, exercise, water, sunshine, temperance, air, rest, and trust in God. So we can work off of that, because God gave us a command, just as we gave us, remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy, and he wants us to be obedient. So I'm going to open the line now, my dear beloved, you know, that you guys can share, and I open this line at the top. 985-232, welcome to Advent Night, and you enter it. And you can tell your name and where you're calling from.
Thank you, Sister Powell. So wonderful to hear your voice, as always. Thanks for that wonderful meal you're having tonight. It sounds so great. I just want to thank God for the week running. And I just have so much going on since I moved with my daughter, but I'm keeping my head in God's book, so I'm trying to keep it as high as I can go. And I had a wonderful week of me and the Lord, with studying, and the Lord is my shepherd, my shall not want. He leading me through I just was studying things and trying to put it together, like saying the Lord is my shepherd, what it meant. He bind me, he connects me. He give me all I want, all I need. He give me his love. He give me his rest. And when he restored my soul, he guided me. You know, he just was, you know, doing so much for us. And he just went on and on. I went straight on down and just was thinking and just was getting happy and feeling good and just say, Lord, thank you, Jesus. I'm at peace. I had time to get a piece of rest, you know, in this house where I'm at because these kids are so busy here. And I said, Lord, thank you. I had time to put me a little Bible section together because this is where I thought about all my bed of affliction. I couldn't move for 4.5 years. And I thought about, I went back to the book of Psalms. That's where I started it. And I said, boy, that was a wonderful time. Couldn't move and was studying the book of Psalms. So I just went back to it and I just had a peace of mind. I came back and I was like a new me, but a real me, you know, no sick and no pain. I didn't have what I had back then. And I'm like, thank you, Lord. But the doctor said, you got everything but heart problems. I went back to her last week. She said, oh, you need a heart doctor. You got everything wrong with you but a heart. And I was saying to myself, that's what I was trying to donate my body for, a good heart. I got a good heart. I want to donate it. Now she said, I need to donate. Now I need a heart doctor. And I'm like, the devil is a lie. God, the Lord is my shepherd, and I shall not want. He restored my body. He needed me. And I'm just like, the Lord is the devil's a lie. But I could go see him. There's nothing wrong with seeing him. So I just went on and on, and I just thanked the Lord. I said, I'm going to get on this prayer line early, because last Thursday I was trying to connect with Carla and connect, and this devil just wouldn't let his phone come in. And we was just trying to get on, and I mean, it was too late. I went press back, and it was too late. I said, oh, Lord, well, you know how bad I wanted to be on, but they remember me. So it's going to be all right. So I just thank the Lord and ask for prayer for all my brothers and sisters on Advent Live. And just want to give thanks to everyone for all the prayers. And just pray for everybody that need prayer. I ain't going to speak no longer. Amen.
Amen.
John,
amen.
I'm going to bring it to her practice, a gym.
Okay, you said John want video, right? Thanks.
Right.
Thank you, sister. Okay, thank you, Sister Brenda. Thank you, Sister Brenda. The devil is a liar. The Lord is your shepherd. You can give praise to God what he has done. The devil wants to keep you down, but God has the strength. He has the power, and he did what you asked him to do, right? So God is so good. Thank you for sharing, my dear, and you know what, Sister Brenda? This is the time that the enemy is going to plague each and every one of us. You know, he's trying to cast down distress upon us with disease, sickness. But you know what? God is a great physician, and he is able to do all things. We just have to believe and have faith in him. So God is able. Open this line, because I know she's in and out. You know, so that I just open. 240-988, your line is open. I know you want to share, and you are in and out.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Sister Powers, for opening up my line. Yes, God is good. He's great. He's worthy to be praised. I claim that what Sister Brenda just spoke out of her lips, God is a God of healing. He is the great physician. I told you, they told me a couple weeks ago that I wasn't able, I needed to do surgery. I'm not going to be able to walk, and I'm walking. And every day with Jesus is sweeter than the day before. Every day that I'm in the land of the living, I feel my body healing, literally. And I tell people this. How is it, why should I go to a man, right, to heal me or to work on my leg when this leg was caused because I was in a spiritual warfare, right? I can't go to a man because my divine heavenly Father is going to work it out. So I just want to thank God. I know you know that I've been back in the school house, and I've been in every single grade with the exception of kindergarten since I've been back. Every minute, go here, go there. But you know what? I do it with a smile. Amen. I do it and make sure that the Spirit of God goes before me. I do it making sure that his name is uplifted and the kids see the light. They're running after me in the store or in the classroom, in the schoolhouse. Oh, when you coming back to us? When you coming back to us? I've been testing. I've been working with some of the kids that were testing today. They told me that I had to test, didn't know I wasn't even in their system, but she got me connected, and I was like, Spirit of God, I want you to rain down, and I want you to do what you do. And so I just thank God for his grace, his mercy. I thank God for his healing power, and I thank God that he has shielded me. He has shielded me in his bosom for the last 2.5 years. He has prepared me for what the enemy has put in place. He has prepared me for being in the lion's den. And while I'm in the lion's den, he shut the mouth of the lion. God is good. He's great. He's worthy to be praised. And we just need to trust him. So I'm not about telling God about my problem. I'm about telling my problem who my God is. Amen. And so I leave that with you all. Remember, wherever you go, make sure that you leave it better than you found it. Make sure that you leave it with the spirit and the light of God as we are ambassador on this battlefield. So I just thank God. He wake me up in the morning. Even the words that I'm saying, they listen in when we're there, right? They listen in. And the words that I say to people, I play a song, The Goodness of God. I play it in the instrumental. I play it in the lyric where they're actually singing it in the teacher's lounge. But when I'm with the kids, I'm playing it. And one couple of the little boys came to me and he said, Miss Powell, my mom sings this song in church and I like it. So I play the song continuously and it just calmed them down. And so even when I see the enemies raising up his ugly head, I play the hymn, The Goodness of God. Right? So when we think about the goodness of God, no matter what man, no matter what the enemy throw away, God is still good. It makes you give them a smile on your face. And that puzzles them because they're trying to figure out, how is it I'm doing all of these things? He doesn't come to me and tell me where he wants me to go, even though I get there early in the morning. He sends somebody else to come and tell me. And I was like, with a smile, okay, where is the class? Where do you want me to go? And I go in there. One little girl said to me, you come prepared because I have everything. Everything I have, you know what I mean? It don't matter what the class is. I have my little trinket, my little treats for them out of my treasure box. And the little girl looked at me and she said, you come prepared. And then she said, well, she recognized me from being there several years ago while I was teaching her sister. And she said to me, I'm getting ready to write a letter to the principal and let them know that, it's very important for us to have field trips. I said, girl, what you talking about? I said, what you know? She said, I know when you were here, we all went on field trips, and my sister went on. I said, go ahead, girl, go tell them. So what man has made for bad, God will always turn it around for your good. All right, Sister Paul, thank you so much for opening up my line. Let's continue to tell our problem about our big God. Amen and amen.
Amen, 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 amen. Thank you, my dear beloved, for that praise report. God is so good, right? He has prepared you, so you are well prepared and well covered under his blood. And these are praise reports that we have to give God, and that God is able. There is nothing too hard that our God cannot do. And he is able to carry you through. And as we all share his word, right, he is our shepherd. He is a great help in time of trouble. He knows our needs, so I just want to give him all the praise tonight, my dear, for what he has done. So thank you, Sister Stephanie, for sharing, and we are continually praying for you guys, the teachers, especially our teachers out here, Sister Nicole and others. We have been praying continually for our teachers, because I know they have a difficult time. Thank you again for sharing. And welcome, my dear beloved, on Advent Air Thursday. We are opening the line 225-337. Your line is open. Can you tell your name and where you're calling from? 225-337.
Amen.
Can you take your phone, please?
Good evening, my brothers and sisters. I want to give God thanks and praise also. First of all, I want to thank the Lord for blessing us to get in a new location. God blessed us, because at one time we could not get anywhere close to this location where my husband would be right next to his job and be able to get here and come home early and don't have to do all the traveling. It's a blessing, my brothers and sisters, because he can rest. And also, I just want to thank the Lord for the blessing of his word, and even the blessing that he has brought somebody to me by reading the commandments on my vehicle. And the person saw those commandments, and I just drove up right on the side of him, and I say, "Hi, sir, you're reading these commandments." I say, "But I have a little book that can even bring you deeper into what these commandments are about." So I just want to thank God for that. That this same gentleman will help us out with the Louisiana outreach. He's doing some research for me on some things, and he's going to also bring me into their ministry, going out to see how they witness and how they are feeding the people, not church, but in their ministry, just to show me how they are going out with people, minister the mental illness, ministering to the drug addict and the homeless and the people that need to feed and they need to give clothing to. So I'm grateful for that. To do for your ministry is to get familiar with the people. And once you get familiar with them, he said, then you'll be able to work with them even better. And he told me, he said, make sure you come as a group. And you know that's what we do. Wear bright clothing. He was giving me all that information. And sisters and brothers, I was so glad to meet somebody to help me to get an area. And he gave me the area that we will be going in to minister. And he will get me the building. And so, sisters and brothers, I was blessed to be able to get that done, because I didn't know where to begin in Baton Rouge. I was finding a place. So I want to read this right quick, Sister Powell. It's talking about hospitality. It says, use hospitality one to another without grudgingly, as every man had received the gift, even so minister the same one to another as good stewards of the manifold grace of God. If the brother or sister be naked and destitute of daily food, and one of you say unto them, depart in peace, be ye warm and filled, notwithstanding ye give them not those things which are needful to the body, what do it profit? It say, for whosoever shall give you a cup of water to drink in my name, because ye belong to Christ, verily I say unto you, he shall not lose his reward. I have showed you all things, how that so laboring ye ought to remember the words of the Lord Jesus, how he said, it is more blessing to give than to receive. They got two more paragraphs. But whosoever had this world
this world good and seeth his brother have the need and shutteth up his bowels of compassion from him, how dwells the love of God in him? For I mean not that other men be eased and ye burdened by equality, that now at this time your abundance may be a supply for their want. And I'm going to read this last sentence. Abundance also may be supplied for your want, that there may be equality. Amen? So as this was talking about hospitality, and that's the same thing we're going out there to do, to give hospitality, to give the word of God, all of it sums up to be the same. The word of God, Jesus tell us to do unto our brothers than what we would have done unto us. So I just want to thank you, Sister Powell, for opening my line. Mr. Dave asking for prayers. He told me, he said, make sure you pray for me. So I'm going to tell Mr. Dave, you got to come on the prayer line, and you got to ask for prayers. Oh, it's Louisiana Outreach. Amen. And keep Jarvis. I saw Jarvis just the other day. He looked like his face is healing. So just keep him in prayer. Thank you, Sister Powell. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Sister Leola, for coming on and also sharing that praise report first with their location, that God has provided a nearer place for your location for you, and Brother Ray, that is much easier to his work, and also with the trafficking on the road with so many hours, God has provided some place, a better place. God is so good, my dear. And also the praise report that you gave about the young man who is out there doing hospitality ministry out there. My dear, we heard about the layman. The layman is going to be the one who finished the work. You know, but all we have to do is to be willing and ready as we read. You know that it is the lack of, it is sin if we do not use the energy that God gave us to go out to reach God's children. So I just want to thank God for that young man and young woman who are out there in the street, you know, feeding and comforting those. And you know what? You will get some understanding from them how they do it. And we find that, you know, the word of God is really fulfilling where he said layman will be the one going to finish the work with feeding. So thank you, my dear beloved. And sure, we will continue to pray for that project in Louisiana. And at the same time, my dear sister on this line and brother on this line, if you guys want to come at Louisiana June, yes. Sister Leola will give you the information because you would like some workers to come to help us go out on the street. So thank you again, Sister Leola, for sharing. Yes, let us open this line. My sister was here waiting a long time. And, you know, we soon have to go into prayer, my dear beloved, that we can get our speakers. So what I'm going to allow everyone to share briefly their praise report and some of the things that they use to boost their immune system. You know, so the line is now open, 518-482. Your line is open.
Okay, thank you, Sister Powell, for opening my line. Good afternoon, good evening, my dear brothers and sisters. It's a wonderful day, and I just want to thank God for his blessings and on me and all of us that we can come together here to give our little tips and praise to God. And first of all, I want to thank God for his mercy and his blessings on all of us. And I was thinking what I would tell you this evening. But first, I must let you know that I went to the bank early in the week, and then I had some books in my bag, and I saw a guy was standing in line, so I went and gave him this book. But he, finding the way of peace, finding the path of peace. So I gave him the book, and he had it in his hands. And when he went up to the teller, he put the book down on the, you know, in front of him there. And maybe, I said, maybe he forgot it. But anyway, I was next in line. He took the book and he was happy about it, but he didn't, he left it there. And I didn't see when he left till when I went up there, I saw it. So I take it up and I give it to the other person that was behind me, and they were happy to have it. So, you know, sometimes when, if you go out and you're giving out tracts and books, everybody doesn't really take it, and you can be offended of that. You just keep going. This evening, I just want to say that, talk about, well, the wonderful things that God has given us. For instance, apple juice is a wonderful gift that God has given us. Man has tried to come up with other things better than that. No, they have apple cider. But that's not good. Think on diets and food. It says, I'm thankful to God that when Adam lost his garden home, the Lord did not cut fruits off his food supply from us. The Lord desires those who are living in the country eat fresh fruits and vegetables. And the more we depend on these things, fresh fruits and vegetables, the more we will keep healthy, right? And for instance, think about carrot juice. As we think about carrot juice, you know that carrot has vitamin A in it. And carrot juice is very, very good for us. You know that God gave us vegetables as a remedy for all kinds of sickness. And most times when we are sick, we do not need medicine that the doctor gave us. If we could just use our vegetables, greens, and all the various fruits, we would get well. We need medicine to revitalize us, but we need God medicine that he gives us, right? So that is one thing I want to talk about. And this evening, I just want to say that we're talking about your encouragement for us to have simple remedy. And one of the simple remedy that I think about is something to revive your hair. You know, we put all kinds of things in our hair, and these things should not be. We just need, if you know how vital is the lemon juice. Lemon juice is very good, and we could use that to, you know, we could use that to revive our hair when we get the oil out of it, and you would see your hair would shine if you use olive oil. Just to put the olive oil in your hair, avoid massaging on your hair, put it in and just massage it every day. And that is a good thing to use to bring back your hair to life. So that is my little encouragement to you this evening. God cares for our necessity, and his love and grace are continually flowing through us to satisfy our needs, our cares, that we may thank God always for the simple remedies that he has given us to keep us well and to keep us strong. So this evening, I'm encouraging all of us on this line to use what God has given us, the simple remedies that he has given us. Let's put them together and remember to use them at all times. Thank you, Sister Paula, for opening my life and for being long.
Amen. Praise God. Thank you, Sister Consonelli, for sharing those tips, the lemon juice and olive oil. All these things are simple. My dear beloved, God is so good. As we read, you know, what God have given unto us, the leaves, both for remedy and tea. And today, I just share my little piece. And Sister Constantinelli coming with all these things. Sister Constantinelli, I'm telling you, you go into the store here. They have dry lemon leaf in a little bag. They have guava leaf dry in the bag. They also have soursop leaf dry in the bag. They have lemongrass leaf dry in the bag and cinnamon leaf dry. They have all the leaf, my dear. You just have to go into the store. You have your natural dry herbal tea, or just do it like water, as well as some of these leaves. It's good for your skin, you know, and all these things are there. So we just want to give God thanks for what he has given unto us. So let us all use the herb that God has given unto us and share with others, that others can also join us by using these herbs. Thank you, my dear beloved, for sharing and also for coming. And welcome, my dear beloved, on this line. You know, we have a full house because we're going to get some treat today. And I am just expecting, my dear beloved, to get your notepad and all your pen and your King James Bible and, you know, to listen and to enjoy that treat, that fresh bread from heaven that we will be taking from one of our beloved elder who will be presenting the message. God is so good, you know. Advent Light, I've been blessed, you know, to have our wonderful brothers and sisters who are willing and ready to come to share the gospel message with of the truth with us. Thank you again, my dear beloved. So I'm going to open this line. Can you make it briefly for us that we can, you know, have our speaker on, have our prayer, and then we will have our speaker on. 272-770, your line is open. Then you tell your name and where you're calling from.
Yes. Hi, Sister Powell. Amen.
Amen.
Sorry about that. My phone is giving me a hard time. Thank you so much for opening my line, Sister Powell. This is Sister Tymeko calling from Florida. And I just wanted to share the health tip about rest, that we should be able to get a lot of rest because our bodies are designed for mental and physical and spiritual rest as well as action. And it is important to plan times of recreation and relaxation and the reflection to minimize the depression that is linked to consistent mental and physical strain. Also, regularly early to bed to get sleep, because our sleep patterns will help us to rejuvenate the brain and help stress hormones and blood sugar levels, and also reduce irritability in our bodies and fatigue and stress, and increase energy. So new habits and routines are solidified during sleep to help us and to help us to be more happier, controlling stress, getting exercise, and getting out into the sun and avoiding caffeine and late-night eating will promote sound sleep. We are invited to God's healing rest in Matthew 11:28-30, where it says, "Come unto me, all ye that are labored and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." So I just wanted to share that with you, and asking for prayer for everyone on the prayer line today, and prayer for my mother-in-law, Florence, and also asking for prayer for my church. In Florida, it's called the SDA Net Church. I'm lifting up everyone in prayer. And I thank you for opening my line. God bless you, Sister Powell. I love you and love to hear your voice. God bless. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, my dear beloved Sister Tymeko, calling from Florida, Sunny Island, Florida. And also for your tip. And tip, you know, rest is important, you know, especially, you know, go to bed early. We all have to try to learn that. Early to bed and early God wake up, right? In the morning, and also a Sabbath rest, you know, and it also builds our energy system. So we have to be obedient with the laws of health that God has given unto us. Thank you, my dear Sister Tymeko, Sister Constantinelli, you know, for sharing and encouraging us. So we thank you for those three. Okay, I am going to open this line. Please speak briefly, my dear beloved. We're going to go into prayer. Right? 857-505, your line is open.
Amen. Hello, Sister Power. Hello, my beloved on this prayer line. My name's Brother Eli. I'm calling from Boston, Massachusetts. And Sister Power, I'd like to thank God for his love and his mercy because God is good. He's merciful. He's worthy to be praised, Sister Power. He's an awesome God. He's a mighty God. He's the King of Kings and he is the Lord of Lords. I have a prayer request, Sister Power, tonight. My prayer request tonight is to lift up my mother in prayer, Sister Power. My mother needs a lot of prayer. And Sister Power, please lift up our dear Brother Javel, Sister Power, because Brother Javel was, Sister Power, he wasn't like being rude to me, but Sister Power, I am doing the best I can, Sister Power. I try, Sister Power, I am waiting on the Lord, Sister Power, that God would make a plan. God will let Brother Javel to come to me. God will make Brother Javel to come to me, Sister Power, just like you say, Sister Power. You say, let that person to come to me, Sister Power. But Sister Power, I'm a little, you know, Sister Power, tell brothers and sisters to encourage me on this line because I'm feeling a little bit concerned. Yeah, because Brother Javel is coming, you know.
Yes. Okay, Brother Eli, you know what? God is good. God is great, right? Lift up, we will lift up Brother Javel in our prayer. But you know what, Brother Eli, we can do the work. God told us we have to pray for our brothers and our sisters, and we're going to leave it to God, right? That it works on Javel's heart and your heart. You know, we just have to let go and let God lead right now. So when we pray, we're going to pray that God will let you judge. God is going to do the job, not you, Brother Eli. You present it to God, and God said, leave it to me. You know, but you cannot take up the work that God wants to do, right? In with Javel. Javel up to is a choice, right? So you leave Brother Javel alone, and we will continue to pray for Javel. And you pray and leave him alone. Leave him to God. You pray and God said you have to trust and you have to believe me that when you pray, you know, you believe that Jesus is going to hear and answer our prayer. Okay? So,
amen. Thank you.
Brother Javel in prayer after we come to the end. Right? I'm going to open this line. I don't know where the speaker is here, but maybe he wants a few words first. So make we open it. Okay, with before prayer. Okay, 931-322. Your line is open. If you want to share, you're in hope and you tell your snake.
Yeah. Hi, Sister Paula. Thanks for opening up my line.
I don't think you're ready to
tell us. Am I on to speak now?
Yes. I don't know if you're ready or you want to just say a few words because you want to go in prayer.
Just do a prayer, Sister Powell, and then I'll go right in.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you, my dear beloved. All right, my dear beloved. Now is the time. We welcome everyone on Advent Air Thursday, and we have a pack out here. We want to give God thanks for what he has done, that each and every one of us can join here. God gave you guys traveling mercies. Pray for Sister Carla, you know, and the work that she has been doing down Tennessee, and all the others, Brother Rick, Brother Richardson, Sister Richardson, and all those who down that side who is witnessing is on the street sharing. Also, Sister Leola Pryor, request for Louisiana. We ask you, I can tell you, my dear beloved Jamaica, by the grace of God, your student truly here is giving praise for what God has done. I will just give you a little rundown and then we will pray. My dear beloved, God is so good. I want each one of you all on this line to just say, Lord, thank you, Jesus, for what God has done through all of us, not Sister Powell alone, all of us. We have come completed the Williams House so far, my dear beloved. A lot of little things to say about the mission that God has given unto us. You know, we were there third Wednesday. A group of the team from Kingston was there. And my dear, I have some wonderful team. And I'm asking you guys to pray for those teams. You can trust and depend on those teams that God will touch their, move their heart. Just as though they are willing to help, that they will willing to accept Christ as their personal Savior. So my prayer, I'm going to give another name sometime that you guys can pray for them, that God will bring them and draw them, because there are some wonderful young men and women who decided to go out and be willing to help others. So I am going to just hear a little. Our grandson, Alex, when I went there and he saw, both of us went to the hardware and the other the supplies that was needed to do the water jump. Yours truly, you guys truly, we were able to go to the hardware to purchase it. And both of myself and Alex went, and he was so joyful. When you look in his face, you know, and see the joy that he knew, that, you know what, his work is almost complete. And we went, oh, my dear, and every one of us started on the mission. The team was, I tell you, they tile off the bathroom, and after they finish that, they go outside and they make the table clear. They were doing a great job, and lunchtime come now for us to, you know, finish cook, and it was this EP, the team, and everyone who was there, the community. And when the little guy was taking out the food to the neighborhood in the community, hear what he said. He took them. He said, I love when Grandma Powell is here. I am telling you, Grandma Powell love everyone. And we love her too. She has to feed everybody in the community. And the joy in his face, you know, when he took the food out and he come back and take another one. So I tell you, it was just a blessing. So my dear beloved, that's project one actually completed. Completed for my trip that God has given me to help that project. Project two now, my dear beloved, is Rosie project, the house. Actually, one room, we're going right up to the top. They need to do something that they can prepare for carpet and decided to go back down to the floor. That's project two. Project three, now, my dear beloved, that God uses us to do is the feeding project, especially for the children and the parents coming out, and they are just grateful. If you see the face of the children, Grandma, Grandma, I need some more food. You know, the little children, they're so joyful. So that project three and project four is the message I've been placed between my brothers and sisters. Some reject the message and some receive it, you know. And I'm telling you, a great change some of them may make. Even every Wednesday we have a devotion, actually a church service, and everyone join and we have devotion taught. So I give you the last project. Yesterday was the last. I was preparing the meal yesterday, and tell me what, one of the community grandsons saw the pastor down there. And you know what? My driver who used to drive me to take her down the food, I think she went out. So we went and we didn't see her. So here's in my community, saw the pastor and said, Pastor, Sister Powell needs someone to bring down the food. So the pastor came up and said, you know, a guy told him, because the church wasn't open at that time, and he came for the food. So that's a blessing, my dear beloved. And also the book ministry. Those books have been going out, the ministry of healing. People are asking me for those books, you know. And they are learning now some Bible study going on. They are learning about the sanctuary, you know. So by the grace of God, my dear, we ask you to pray for us. The project, what God has sent us to do, we almost have be completed. We're able to get some material, leave job there, and the team are willing to continue, you know, to do what they can do. So I'm asking for prayer for that. So I'm going to open the line for prayer now, right? And then the next voice you will hear is the speaker. I'm going to open 518-482 to lead us in prayer. You hear all the prayers before, and the prayer request is please can be general for each and every one of us. Thank you again, my dear beloved. So I'm going to open this line for prayer to pray for us. Want to hear from everyone. 518-482, can you lead us in a general prayer? Thank you again.
Father, we come to you this evening, realizing that we have no other help but you. We thank you for this wonderful privilege we have in coming before you this evening to give our praise and thanks, and to not to tell us how much we have done, so much of what we have done, but to tell you how good it is, to see how good it is to help those who are in need. We thank you, Lord, for helping Sister Powell and her team to accomplish what they have accomplished and still will accomplish in the future. I pray, Lord, that you will continue to bless the efforts and help them that they may be able to win souls. Not only help, but we know that many souls will be won to your kingdom, because that is the work you want all of us to do, to help those who are in need. Because that is what you did when you was here on this earth, Lord. You helped the sick, you helped those who were hungry, you fed the hungry, and you did all of these wonderful works when you were here on earth, and we are to follow in your footsteps. So we pray this evening, Lord, that you will continue to bless the efforts of your people. Bless them as they go out there and tell the word, send out the word, preach the word, that many souls may hear, because we know the time is late, Lord, and there is not much time left. So help us that we will all catch that fire and try to tell others, because there are so many dying today. It's not funny. But we pray that you will help us, that we will see the need of going out there and telling others each day that they do not have much time to, you know, to be out there and not knowing you. So, Father, we pray that you will bless the efforts of those of our sisters and us who are trying to tell others of your saving grace. Be with those, be with the person who is coming to give us the message this evening, Lord. I pray that you will open his mind, that you will fill his, put words into his mouth, or whatever they are going to say will be a means of helping us to draw closer to you. Be with the silent listeners on this program, Father. We pray that you will continue to bless them. Be with those who are not coming, the regular ones who should be here, but they are not here. You know what reason they are not here this evening, Lord. And I pray that you will be with them and help them to realize that the time is late and they don't need to be out there. They need to come and join us and be filled with your spirit so that they can go out and tell others of your saving grace.
just want to thank you, Lord, for hearing our prayer and for answering it. In Jesus' precious name, I pray with thanksgiving and
amen.
In our hearts.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Sister Cazzanelli, for prayer. I will just close by a little one, whisper a little prayer. Heavenly Father, I linger a little longer at your feet to give you thanks and praise for the blessings of tonight, Lord, for the prayer that was lifted up to you in the most holy sanctuary. We all agree with the prayer requested, Lord, and we place at your feet, Lord, Brother Eli, dear Father, with Jahari, Lord, you Javel, dear Father, we ask you, dear God, to comfort Brother Eli at this time. And also, dear Lord, we leave Brother Javel in your hands. We also pray for the teachers again, Lord Jesus, and also, Lord, we lift up Jarvis that the report was good, dear Father, our dear Brother Rick, Lord Jesus, we ask you to strengthen him and also his family, his daughter, we place in your care. And now, dear Lord, we present all these requests to you. Here we are asking you, as you said, we must ask, and you will grant it unto us, Lord. Let your will be done, and we just want to thank you in Jesus' name. Again, the speaker, we lift to you. Bless us, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Yes, my dear beloved, now is the time. We are going to enjoy this meal from our dear beloved Elder Richardson. And now we are asking our brother and sister again to get your notepad, your pen, and your pencil. And brothers from all over the place who are listening, from the Netherlands, from Canada, from United States of America, from Tennessee, Florida, and Maryland, and all Washington, D.C., Jamaica, Africa. Lord, we welcome you again, and thank you for listening and also participating. God bless. And here is the speaker, Brother Elder Richardson. I hope in his line. 931, your line is open. Thank you for joining.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Sister Powell. God's blessing be upon and over you for this privilege to be on Advent Light Prayer Ministry line. And I know that God is good and he's worthy to be praised. So I want to thank you for the prayers. I want to thank you all for the blessing of coming together, even though we are so far apart in various places. And I want to pray that as we go into a health presentation, that our hearts will be truly blessed. Our hearts will be open to his blessings. So during the end of the course of the presentation, I'll give about 10 minutes, finish before 10 minutes before the time, so I can, Sister Powell, you can open it up for folks who may have questions concerning the tonight's presentation. All right.
Amen.
So,
amen.
Amen. Thank you, Sister Stephanie, for inviting me to present, and I truly, it's a privilege to be always on Advent Light Prayer Ministry. Yes. So God be praised and God be honored and God be magnified. So this time, without any delay, we shall go right into prayer as I ask the Lord's guidance and blessings as we listen to his words tonight by his grace. Let us pray. Father God in heaven, we are grateful and thankful for the opportunity to gather here again on this Thursday health night, dear God, where we can come and just fellowship and give testimony and thanks and praises and prayer to provoke each other unto love and good works and to glorify, to magnify and adore in your holy name, dear God. We ask for your blessings and your guidance, Lord. Hide me behind the cross, Lord. I'm but a channel, a vessel, Lord, to be used, Lord, to your honor, to your glory, and to your praise. Speak by me, Lord, and speak to me and for me, Holy Spirit, that the words of my mouth, that the meditation of my heart would be acceptable in your sight. And bless us, we pray. In Jesus' name we ask these mercies. Amen and amen. Praise the Lord. All right. So tonight we want to go to, so as Sister Power said, for those who can write down whatever as we go through this presentation, any question or any added suggestion for what in our study, that you have your writing instrument, your writing pad, and just jot down as we go, as the case might be. All right? Okay, so our health topic tonight is teaching health principle. Teaching health principle. In order for us to be teachers or disciples of health principles, we ourselves, and I want to be specific, I want to be down to earth, I want to be direct to the point, I ain't going to beat around the bush, I'm going to give you raw as it is, as you know, the more bitter the herbs is, the more better the body feels, right? So we as Seventh-day Adventists are so privileged to have the health message, which we call the right hand or the wedge, that we can reach people in reaching them in their physical needs. You know, when Jesus was here on earth, we know that he took care of people's physical needs before he took care of their spiritual needs, right? And we see that Jesus just set an example for us. He laid down principles that we ought to follow, that we or to adapt in our own experience. And we know that Jesus set an example, and if we are disciples, which we should be, then Jesus says, Peter said, that we are living epistles, read and known of all men. So by our lifestyle, by our dressing, by our diet, by our conversation, we are being read by people, by our lifestyle, by our living. I heard someone said, I rather see a live live than a sermon preach. So we do not want to be people who God has given us truth to the extent that where we know about taking care of this body, that God has given us as steward. The Bible tells us that know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit, which the Holy Spirit dwells in you, and if any man defile his body, him shall God destroy, which body you are. So we must understand whether therefore we eat or whether we drink, 1 Corinthians 10:31, or whether we drink or we eat or whatsoever we do, we should do all to the glory of God. So our lifestyle must be displayed. Jesus says in Matthew 5:16, and I hope we are writing, jotting down these texts, Matthew 5:16, let your light so shine bright before men that they will see your what? Your good works, and glorify your Father which is in heaven. Yes? We see from the very beginning, from the very onset of man's creation, we have seen that God have given him every good thing, put him in a garden, and he said, eat of every tree. Eat of every tree. We see that Genesis 1:29, God said, I've given you every tree. To you it shall be for meat. Every tree. Variety of trees is for our eating, is for our health. It is for our being, we're keeping a healthy lifestyle, living a lifestyle without any diseases and pain and sicknesses. And the reason why many of us are going through whatever pains and sickness and diseases is because we have not following, we are not following the health laws 100%. And let me explain what I mean by that. We have an understanding, and you know, Zechariah 4:6 said, my people are destroyed because of lack of knowledge. We have books upon books by our prophetess, Sister Ellen G. White. You name, I mean, books upon books concerning healthy living. Back to Eden by Jethro Kloss. I mean, that's another book, too, that when we study about herbs and diet and food and counsel on diet and food and all these things and other books on counseling health. I mean, we have a vast variety of retaining and attaining to knowledge, which the Bible said knowledge is pleasant for the soul. And when you have knowledge, brethren and sisters, you have treasure. You have treasure. I mean, you're rich. We are so rich when we practice and live according to the light that God has given to us. You know, people, when they see us living healthy, and they said, wow, what are you doing to live so healthy? You know, when coming to medication and all these things that we ought not to be taking medications. There's a saying that goes, an ounce of prevention is better than a pound of cure. So it is always better to make sure that we eat everything that is healthy for our bodies. I heard Sister Constantino, she was praying and speaking about how we need to rest and all these things. You know, resting and all these things is important. And another sister was speaking about resting and all these things. So we have to understand that God is going to hold us accountable. If we fail, as a matter of fact, the Bible says, to him to know to do good and do it not, to him it is sin. And Hebrews 10:26 says, for if we sin willfully, after that we have received the knowledge of the truth, here it comes, there remaineth no more sacrifice for sin. So we ought to relish and appreciate the message is in its entirety when coming to mental health, when coming to physical health, when coming to spiritual health. We have all the books from Genesis to Revelation pertaining health living, healthy lifestyle living. She said here in Counsel and Health, and I hope you're writing down these notations. It's very important to be like the Bereans. Don't just take what I'm saying for granted, but go and search to see if these things, what I'm saying to you, if it is so. So the book Counsel on Health by Ellen G. White, of course, page 425. I'm going to read some important statement here that will prepare us by the grace of God to be careful how we live when we have a knowledge of knowing what God expects of us. She said on page 425, Counsel and Health, first paragraph, she said, we have come to a time, now listen carefully, the church should awake. We have come to a time when every member, that includes you and I, of the church should take hold of medical missionary work. Did we get that? Let me just run it again. We have come to a time in this end time when every member, that's inclusive of all of us, of the church, Seventh-day Adventists, should take hold of medical missionary work. In other words, we all should be physicians. We all should be doctors in our own rights and in our own education of the Bible and the spirit of prophecy. All right? Because when you go to a worldly school to study, they're not teaching a healthy, in the sense of living healthy lifestyle. It's all about drugs and all these things. So it's important for us to understand the natural means and ways of living a healthy lifestyle. I continue the quotation on page 425. She said, the world is a laser house. It's a what? A laser house filled with victims of both physical and spiritual diseases. Wow, wow, Wow. Brethren, every which way we turn around, every where we go, and everything that we are hearing now and seeing is people are being diseased and being sick and do not know where to turn to. They're on medication, and these drug medication cannot bring healing to the body. It cannot bring healing to the body until unless man resort back to the natural diet and go to the aspect of healthy lifestyle living, exercise, sunshine, rain, water, at least rainwater here is good, it's lighter. And all these things, we need to go back to the basic, which God has given to man, a diet of fruits. And because of sin, we know we have to use vegetables and herbs and healing for the nation and all these things. But the Bible tells us in 3rd Epistle of John and verse 2, Beloved, I wish above all things, that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospereth. Are we understanding that? I continue on that same first paragraph reading in Counsel and Health, page 425. She said, Everywhere people are perishing. Oh, Lord, have mercy. People are perishing for lack of a knowledge. I hope you're understanding what is being brought out here. Everywhere I read for emphasis, because I do not want you all to miss this. Everywhere mean the four corners of this earth. Everywhere, people are perishing. They are dying for lack of a knowledge of the truth that have been committed to us. Wow. Isn't that something God has given to us to give to the world? And we ought to demonstrate it by our example. All right? So if we are Seventh Adventists in this church for years, as you would say in the Caribbean, donkey years, and our diet is not up to par, if we are still on eating meat or eggs or cheese or all these things, brethren, we are in a serious state. God is going to hold us accountable. She said the members of the church are in need of an awakening. What is the members of the church are in need of? Awakening. In other words, we are sleeping to the fact that we are not following protocol. We're not following the blueprint of the Word of God. And God has given us an added testimony to our prophetess, Ellen G. White. All right? I continue to read a statement. It's powerful. Those who have been enlightened, are you enlightened, brethren? By the truth, are to be light bearers. Listen carefully. Light bearers to the world. So if we are not letting our light shine bright before men, we are sleeping. We are sleeping. We are asleep like the five foolish virgins with no oil, with no grace, with no spirit in their hearts. Listen to what she said again. To hide our light, that means when Jesus said, no man having light a candle, put it under a bushel, but put it on a candlestick where everyone can see. She quotes again, to hide our light, our influence, our example at this time is to make a terrible mystic. A what kind of mystic? Terrible mystic. The message to God's people today, I'm saying today, right now, right here, is arise, shine, for thy light is come. And the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. That is found in Isaiah chapter 60 and verse 1. So, brethren, if we are asleep to the fact that we are not letting our light shine bright before men, if we are not taking what God has given to us, just as he gave to when he fed the 5,000 plus men and women, where the multitude, with 3 loaves and 2 fishes. And we see that when he blessed it and he gave it to the disciples, and the disciples serve it to the waiting multitude. So we have to receive from Christ the blessing of his grace, of a transformation of our hearts, of our lives, of our character, of our diet, of our dressing, of our conversation. And we got to share it to a world that is perishing. Do we understand this clear as crystal, my brethren? Listen, on every hand, we see those who have had much light and knowledge deliberately choosing evil in the place of good, making no attempt to reform. They are growing worse and worse. How is our lives going as Seventh-day Adventists? Are we growing and growing? Are we sharing? Are we living out our life as Seventh-day Adventist Christian to the world, which God have given us to live, and to that our influence will bring others to a knowledge of the truth? We do not want these people to be pointing hands at us, that the spirit of prophecy brought it, and saying, you knew all these things, you knew what was coming, and you did not tell me. We cannot keep it selfishly. We cannot keep what God has given to us selfishly, brethren and sisters. That was a problem with ancient Israel. They kept to themselves the truth and the light and the blessing that God has given to them, and they shun and hide themselves away from the other surrounding nation, brethren and sisters. And we see the result of Israel, ancient Israel, in the past, that God said, unless you come to the place of revival and awakening and reformation and turning, God said, I'll give you a time. And this was, of course, in Daniel, when say 70 weeks are determined upon thy people, 70 weeks, which is in prophetic language, 490 years, the Jewish nation was given opportunity to make their wrongs right and to shine forth to the Gentile world around them, to make their light shine so others can come to a knowledge and of knowing Christ. God give them a time. And we see that time pass in AD 34. And we see that God give them up as a nation, but not individually. So it is with us as Seventh-day Adventists. God has given us to permit to shine before us the light of truth, which no other denomination, which no other church has in this world, no other people has in this world, but what God has given to us as Seventh-day Adventists. We are privileged. We have the opportunity to share what God has given to us, to the world. And if we fail of not sharing it, then individually, we are going to be shaken out, sifted out, because we fail of not doing what God bids us to do. Now, we have to understand the reason I am bringing this. It have to deal with health, with what we are receiving day after day, time after time. I know many of us who, as presenters for many years on this Advent Light Prayer Ministry line, we know that we have been fed to the fullest. Yes, our cup is full and running over. We are fat. Yes, we are fat with and rich with all this knowledge that we have received in every aspect of our lives. And this is why the message to the Laodicean, is, I counsel of thee to buy of me gold tried in the fire, love and faith, white raiment that thou mayest be clothed, that the shame of your nakedness do not appear before me, and anoint your eyes with eye salve that thou may see. This has to do with our spiritual relationship with God. If we do not have a healthy relationship with God, a spiritual relationship with God, brothers and sisters, we are lukewarm. Lukewarm. And Jesus is saying he does not want us to be in a lukewarm condition. He wants us to, beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospereth. On the spiritual aspect, we must, by the grace of God, share with what God has given to us to give to the world. Now, let us understand that in another quotation in the same book, Counsel on Health, page 471, she speaks about the preparation of healthful foods. She said in the second paragraph on page 471, Counsel on Health, she said there are many minds in many places to whom the Lord will surely give knowledge of how to prepare foods that are healthful and palatable. So we have to be medical missionary in the sense of knowing all these things, what consists of a healthy diet, what consists of healthy foods and drinks, and what is palatable. We must have a understanding and appreciation and a knowledge of all these things for ourselves, so we can relate or pass it on to others. We cannot keep it to ourselves. The world are perishing. They are dying because people do not know their left hand from their right hand. She says on that same page 471, she says here again, if he sees that they will use this knowledge righteously. She said animals are becoming more and more diseased, and it will not be long until animal food will be discarded by many besides Seventh-day Adventists. Foods that are healthful and life-sustaining are to be prepared. So we must have an understanding how to prepare food in its natural form, in its natural state. Even in our cooking, we cannot overcook our foods. We cannot, in our eating, in our diet, we cannot have combination of fruits and vegetables. All right? We have to learn all these things. We must have a knowledge. We must be our own physician. We must be our own doctors to cure and to make sure our health is in place. All right? Psychologically also, we must have a mindset, a healthy mindset, all right, where we can think right and bring into captivity our thoughts and intent and purposes, according to 2 Corinthians 10 and verse 5. Listen to what she continued to say here. She says here that foods that are healthful and life-sustaining are to be prepared. So no dead food. All right, no canned food and no all these cooking with grease and fats and all these foods that are not healthy. She says so that men and women will not need to eat meat. We have to understand that. Sister White said in the book, Counsel on Diet and Food, she said that all the vitamins and minerals and proteins are found in a vegetarian diet. Yes, we don't need to go to no eggs or no cheese or no whatever to get no kind of vitamins or minerals or all these things. It is found in a vegetarian plant-based diet. And that's why we got to educate ourselves to understand for ourselves how to prepare wholesome, palatable foods. She said the Lord will teach many in all parts of the world, here it goes, worldwide, to combine fruits, grains, and vegetables into foods that will sustain life. and will not bring disease. And those who had never seen the recipes for making the helpful food now on the market, she said, will work intelligently, experimentally with the food production of the earth. They will go to the earth, the resources of natural foods, and will be given light regarding the use of these productions. So it's important to get a piece of land also. This is why many of folks that living in the city need to get out of the city and to plant and have a parcel of land. Sister White speaks about country living. She said that we all should plant our own food, because I'm telling you, they are doing the foods all kinds of, putting in all kinds of things in that food apart from GMO, strain chemicals. They're injecting all this food with all kinds of poisonous substance, brothers and sisters. We got to move out of the city. Move out of the city and to move into the country. Well, I'm in the country, so I'm speaking for all of us, for those that are in the city still. Don't waste time. There's a lot of things coming up again. Not COVID to say, but some other things that are going to be similar and even to a worse degree, that where things are going to be locked down again very soon. I'm telling you, don't wait until the other situation arises where you may not be able to travel. Do this while it is time, while you have the opportunity. Don't linger. It is time to leave the cities, brethren and sisters, and to have your own place in the country, to plant your own food, to come out from the environment and the influence that the world is you cannot depend on going every time to the store, to the grocery to buy food. No. You must have food planted where you can have your own food in its natural state, that you're growing on your property, you're growing on your land. You should get involved and in place very soon if you are still in the city to get out. Now listen carefully to this, another aspect of this. In the same book, Council on Health, page 109. Listen carefully. She said, since the first surrender to appetite, now appetite is going to be one of the major problems that will come to the end time. Remember that the problem will be buying and selling. And if you are in a city, listen carefully, if you are in a city and you cannot have, in a sense of when Sunday law is about to bring to come in place, the early time of trouble, which all these things are going to, the new world order and all these things, and money will be of no use very soon. And until unless you denounce your faith and accept Sunday as a day, then you cannot transact by buying and selling. Let us understand that carefully. And if you are stuck in the city, it's either you're going to give in to appetite and buying and selling, and you're going to end up getting the mark of the beast, joining the enemies out there to be God's greatest enemies against his people. Listen carefully. Since the first surrender to appetite, mankind have been growing more and more self-indulgent, until health has been sacrificed on the altar of appetite. The inhabitants of the antediluvian world in time of Noah were intemperate in eating and drinking. They would have flesh meats, right? Although God had at that time given man no permission to eat animal food, they ate and drank till the indulgence of their depraved appetite knew no bounds. And they became so corrupt that God could bear with them no longer. Their cup of iniquity was full, and he cleansed the earth of its moral pollution by a flood. Brethren, understanding this, that our appetite is one of the greatest temptation that we will have to encounter in the end time. Because as Seventh-day Adventists, we know that we would not accept Sunday as a day of worship. And until unless you accept Sunday as a day, you will not be able to buy nor sell. You cannot go to the store. Money will be of no use. And for those that have children, that's the other aspect of it. Many are going to give in. Many are going to be lost because they fail of not following what Bible principles are saying to us in getting out of the cities and going into the country and in getting our lives in proper perspective in relationship with our diet, our dress, our in every aspect of life. All right? We must understand, brother and sister, that many are going to sell out because of appetite. Esau sold out because of appetite. Are we understanding this? We see that the three Hebrews in the court of Babylon stood by not partaking of the king's meat, of the wine and of the meat. All right? We see that as a result, they were able to stand for principle, and God blessed them tremendously. And this is why we must come in place. We must come to term that we must understand, brothers and sisters, that God has given to us such knowledge of understanding what is needed in our life as a people that we are not going to be found without excuse. All right? So we must understand that to him to know to do right and do it not, to him, it is a sin. So I want to leave that with us. I don't want to give you too much. I just want you to digest what was said concerning how we ought to, our light and our influence got to be exerted in this world by our principle of healthy lifestyle, what we eat, what we drink, what we wear, in every aspect, that we can share it to the world, as the case might be. So I said that I will open up Sister Powell a little 10, 12 minutes for questions relating to the little presentation that was I presented. That if anyone have any question or as the case might be on the presentation, please feel free to ask any questions. Sister Powell will open up your line.
Okay.
At this time.
All right.
Yes.
Okay, Brother. Okay, Brother Elder. Oh, my dear beloved, we got a good treat tonight from our dear beloved Elder. Diet and food, and how we supposed to prepare the food. Simple, and we should not be presenting the word and not following it, not be the doers to carry out the sent message to the world. So this evening, my dear, I know that I am blessed, and we want to thank Brother, our dear beloved Elder, for that presentation. And now is the time for my dear beloved on the line who would like to ask a quick query or a comment on how you feel, you know, by this presentation and what we are going to do, because, you know, we all need that transformation. So we are going to start open the line so that, you know, I see a lot of lines on, so I'm going to open a few lines, and if you have a query or question to Brother, I'm asking you, please, how you enjoy the message, you know, just talk back for the few minutes we have before they cut off the line. I'm going to open this line here, right? My computer, 77. 8807, I hope in all, just a few numbers you give me. Sister Tamika, you'd like to ask a question, a calling name.
Amen. Thank you for opening my line, Sister Tamika. And I was looking in my book when you mentioned the diet and health. So I see there's a scripture here in Genesis, which we normally read. Behold, he said, I have given you every herb yielding seed and every tree in which the fruit of the tree yielding seed is to you, and it shall be for food. So we're supposed to be eating healthy because, as Elder Richardson mentioned, in these last days, the meat is going to be poisoned. You know, it's going to be disease. So we're not supposed to be eating meat. We should be eating healthy foods like grains, fruits, and nuts and vegetables. This is going to help us to stay healthier, and we will be able to be strong, and we'll be able to listen more to the Lord's word if we have a clear mind and a healthy body. Thank you so much for opening my life. In Jesus' name, thank you. Amen.
Will you finish, Sister Captain Miko? My screen here is actually giving me. You finished, Sister Captain Miko?
Yes, I'm finished. Did you hear me, Sister Powell? Did you hear me?
No, I didn't.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was reading from Diet and Health in the Ministry of Healing, and I read the scripture from Genesis 1:29. Behold, he said,
okay.
I've given you every herb. Yes, so I was reading that and saying that we should be eating healthy fruits and grains and nuts and vegetables so that we will have a healthy diet, and we won't be eating meats because the meats are going to be diseased, as Elder Richardson brought out. Yeah, so we want to stay healthy and clean in Jesus' name. Amen.
Oh, okay. All right. Elder? So, Sister Tamika, thank you for bringing out that, you know, tonight. And I don't know if you want to say something at Open 931. Sister, she's thanking you for message tonight.
Yes, she had commented and just added to what I've said. So that was good. Thank you, Sister Tamika. Yes.
Oh, okay. All right. Okay. Thank you. Okay. Anyone else would like to comment on the comment? I'm going to open some line. We get some butchery tonight, and we want to hear from you guys. Okay? I start hoping this line. 5-1-8. We just have a few minutes before we close. So because we want Elder to pray, you know. Okay, 518-482. We have a comment or a quarry.
She don't eat until he says
you're kind of a breaking up. Okay. You're never breaking up.
I'm sorry, Mom. I got the headphones on. I'm still on the prayer line, so I can't hear you too good. Yeah. Excuse me.
Okay. Okay. I hear some background noise, and I'm not hearing. Okay, I am going to. (240) 988. I have a query or question. Okay. All right, my dear beloved. I know everyone digests and they may enjoy the meals, Brother Richard, Elder Richardson, and we are going to ask the Lord to touch each one of us, because every one of us in the church supposed to be medical missionary. Everyone, not just some, right? And this gospel message, if every one of us carry out this truth, you know, we know that Jesus will come soon, shortly, because we saw what's happening. All right? So, Ella, would you like to pray for me, Ella? Because I heard a background noise. All right, so Ella is going to close up the prayer for me. Thank you, my dear beloved, for everyone to be on this line tonight. And we are going to ask our dear beloved Helga. We thank him for bringing this God's message to us. And we do hope that every one of us took some of these scripture passages and the quote from Dalton L. and also the Ministry of Healing. We have these things. And we are asking our dear beloved to go back, you know, and study it more clearly and can be able to share with us. So Elder will just lead us and close off in prayer before they cut us off. We just have a few minutes.
All right. Let us pray. Our Heavenly Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Father, we are grateful and thankful for your mercies, your love towards us, for the opportunity, Lord, to have been on this prayer line, dear God, that has been running for many years, dear God. And we are grateful and thankful for all those who support and those who, Father, comes on at every time and share, Lord, your testimonies and in singing and in praising your name and in praying, dear God, and presenting. Father, we are grateful and thankful for your blessings and your mercies towards us. We are praying, God, for your grace in our lives to help us to, in our day-by-day lifestyle, to live a life to your grace, to your presence, Holy Spirit, to so let our light shine bright before men in every aspect of our department of life, that our influence will be exerted for to those that come in contact, to those that, Lord, we meet by the highways and by the byways. Oh, Father, continue to bless this prayer line, Advent prayer line, in a special way, each and every one of the hosts and all the brethren that support, Lord, the power, Sister Leola, Sister Carla, dear God, and we pray in your blessings, oh, Father, your continued blessing be upon each and every one that comes on. Dear God, may we continue to be faithful, continue to bless us, Lord, in anticipation of your coming, and to be in place, Lord, in every respect in our department of life, that we will let our light so shine bright before men. So bless us all together and help us all to be faithful, dear God, as we give you all the praise, all the honor, and all the glory to your most matchless and most wonderful name. May we have a good night. And bless us all together. And continue, Lord, to help us to be faithful to the end by your grace. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Praise God. It's cool a little. I want to thank everyone tonight who joined. And those who joined maybe late, I see a hand here. They gave us a little chance over a little time. But we want to be temporal. So,